your goodness. You're just so good to us. We are constantly on your mind. We're constantly running through your mind and your thoughts. You're thinking about us day and night, night and day. It's just so good to be with you. It's just so good to be in your presence. It's so good to be in your presence, Jesus. We would give everything just to be in your presence. Just to be a little closer. A little closer to your heart. It all just to have more of you. We'll just take in your presence and enjoy your atmosphere. Enjoy heaven tonight. Your face, it shines so bright, and there is so much light. And we are just in awe of you, Jesus. We are in awe of your beauty. Surely there is no one like you. Surely there is no one like you, King of Glory. We take in your light. We bask in your light. We take in your beauty. We're touched to the core. We're never the same again. We change. We go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We are transformed as we behold your beauty. As we behold your beauty. Shine on us tonight. The light of revelation of Jesus. Lord, as we're in this place of communion with you, give us a revelation of who you are. A revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, we just want to be wrecked tonight. We just want to be wrecked tonight and ruined to the core. To the core, forever changed. With the revelation of you. So ask that revelation would come. Step into this room. I ask that you would release a revelation of you, that the veil of ignorance would begin to lift off, that our eyes would begin to see you as you are. Lift the veil of ignorance off of our lives, that we may be filled with the knowledge of holy. Jesus, fill us with the knowledge of holy. Release an impartation of the knowledge of holy. Lord, there's so much more to you. There's so much more to your spirit, so much more to your heart. And we are just so hungry, just so hungry for the knowledge of you. So come and impact their hearts with the truth, with your reality. Set our feet upon the path of truth. Upon the path of truth, we want to know your ways. We're hungry for your ways. We're hungry to know your truth. There's nothing we want more. It's to walk in your truth. It's to know your ways. We must have more. We want the limitations to come off. Desire to be unhindered in the spirit. We desire to experience the fullness, a life fullness, abundance with you. So we must know you more. To obtain this life of abundance, we must know you more. We must be filled with all of the truth. And your ways must be revealed to us, so that we can begin to think the way you think, to speak the way you speak, and to even act the way you act, that your very personality might reflect in our personality. Lord, that we would display your virtues, your perfection, we would display your nature. Release the truth. We know so little. We desire to know you more. We desire for your reality. We desire your reality to overwhelm us, to just overcome us. That it would be just supernaturally overimposed over our lives. Oh, to come and consume. Let your kingdom come and consume. Consume. We give you permission that you would come and consume with your reality. That we would begin to step into a worship that you have intended, a worship that you have created us for. Desire to worship you your way, the way you desire. Desire to worship you your way, just the way you want it, just the way you like it. So open our eyes, it would be your way, not our way. Lord, you always delighted in friendship with men. And even today, your eyes are searching for the ones that will not settle, but the ones that will be so unsatisfied, the ones that will be so hungry. They would look for you day and night, every moment, every minute, every hour. Those hungry ones, those unsatisfied with what life gave them, you're searching. Your eyes are looking to and fro, who to give your heart to. God, and we say, look no longer, because we're that people. We're that people. We're that people. We want to know you in that way. We want to be friends of God. Oh, to be friends of God. We're looking for a real, genuine relationship. Relationship with you. We were created for a relationship with you. Lord, and if you desire, and we desire, what is stopping us, Lord? Let these walls fall. Walls of ignorance, of us not understanding how to meet you, Lord, how to come to that point of contact with you. And so I ask for a deeper knowledge to come and fill us, Lord, that we would begin to ascend the hill of God, that we would begin to encounter God, because you desire to be seen, you desire to be heard, you desire to be experienced, God. And I ask this ignorance that is over our life, us not knowing how to come in a point of contact with you outside of what we've already experienced, God, I ask greater knowledge to come, a deeper revelation. Even your mysteries would come, that we would grow out of the elementary stage, we would grow out of the elementary state of being and step into deeper things with you, God. We would begin to step into deeper things that you have predestined for your people, you predestined for your bride, those lovers of God that are not satisfied. I ask for that point of contact with you, that we would not feel like we're worlds apart. Lord, I ask that this separation, this feeling that we're worlds apart, you and your world, and here we are in this world, that would just be broken and our worlds would collide, and we would really begin to encounter you. We'd be really begin to just see you face to face. Not just hear about it from other people, not just read it in books, not just read it even in the word that you have written, God. I ask that we would begin to experience personal encounters, because you're such a personal God. You're not just God of multitudes, but you're a personal God. You're God of individuals. And so today we're just so hungry for God to manifest in our lives individually, on an individual level, not just corporately, not just when we come around like this, God, but I ask that you would begin to just manifest in our houses, in our private lives, God. You begin to manifest audibly, visibly, even naturally, God, tangibly. Come and wreck us to the core. There's no more time to wait, God. We're just not taking no for an answer. We are on the pursuit, and we're on the pursuit of you. We're on the journey to discover who you are, and nothing and no one will ever stop us. We will not relent until we know who you are, until we know who we are and what we're doing on this earth, God. to experience and do life. Deeper places, places of maturity. Oh, that we would become mature. We would become mature to begin to experience God wholly, entirely, with our whole being. Could you imagine experiencing God where all your senses are so overwhelmed that you don't even know where you begin and where you end and where God begins and where God ends? This is what we're praying for. This is what we're asking for. This is what we're hungry, desiring, a real, true encounter with the Holy, with a divine being. It's all we want. We're not playing religion. We're not playing games. This is not our hobby, but this is our pursuit and this is our life. And we are serious and we're clinging to you.
You and me, Lord. Oh, it's us. It's you and me, Jesus.
step up into your glory, Jesus. We step up into your glory, Jesus. We step up into your presence, Jesus. We step up. We step up. Oh, step up tonight. Step up tonight. Let his glory encounter you. Let his glory collide in 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 us. Let his glory collide in us, Jesus. Collide, collide, collide in us, Jesus. Collide in us, Jesus.
Together, we are strong.
together. We are mighty together. We are mighty together. We are strong together. We are strong together. We are strong together. We are strong together. There is nothing that can stand in our way, Lord. There is nothing that can stand in our way, Lord. We will face it. We will face it together. Together, we will face it. You and me, we're not far apart. You're not so far away, Lord. You're not so far away, Jesus. We are together. We are together. We are together. We are together. We're brought together. We're brought together. It's like two halves in one. It's like two halves in one. You and God. 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 You're brought together. Don't separate yourself. Oh, don't separate yourself.
Church, Lord, your body, Lord.
are so much bigger than this. So much bigger than this. I ask for a fresh new season of awakening. Awakening of our hearts. I ask for a fresh new season of visitation. We step into a fresh new season of visitation, where the mysteries of God visiting your people, where people begin to see the things they've never seen before and hear the things they've never heard before. A fresh new season where our eyes get illuminated with your light and heaven becomes real and kingdom is manifesting. A fresh new season of visitation over your people, where we become excited again, where we become awakened again. It's like a season of romance that is calling out to us. Where people would begin to encounter you in dreams, in visions, through trances, supernatural experiences, a brand new wave. Just fill your people. A wave. Because there's so much more. So much more. I invite the mysteries of God to come into our lives. The secret of God, the secrets of God would be told. Lord, begin to whisper your secrets to your friends. So ready to hear. We're here for you. Here to hear you out. Because you have so many things on your heart, so many things that you desire to share. Lord, I know you're watching. You're seeing those hearts that are ready to be encountered, ready for visitation. I ask that you would come and give it to the hungry, to the ones that are searching for you. Even now, begin to mark the people for a brand new season with you. Even now, mark the people that are ready for a brand new level of your glory. The next stage with you. every minute, day and night, night and day. Anytime you want to come, feel welcome to. We don't want to limit you in any way. We want to live in your presence. We want to be that abiding place, your habitation, your presence is manifested 24/7. And your glory is seen, your Shekinah glory. Let us be your habitation. The ark was your habitation. The ark didn't have to work to stay in your presence. It was just your habitation. It was right. And that we, in that same way, we wouldn't have to work for it, because you would live inside of us and you would come outside of us. It would be your habitation. Again, and I know that we're being changed in your glory. And even when I leave this place, I'm going with your presence. I'm not leaving this place alone. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the heart of Jesus in this hour. And we just give you permission to continue to voice the sound of Jesus, his words and his desires in us and through us, desire to hear what is upon the heart of Jesus in this hour. And Holy Spirit, continue. Call out to us. Announce things to us. use us as your speakers to release the sound of Jesus in the earth, that we would be your true messengers, the faithful ones. As you're calling out to a generation, and we want to be the pure vessels in your hands. You're co-laboring with, you're partnering with. Thank you for this kiss of heaven tonight. Thank you for overwhelming us once again. Jesus, you're so precious to us. We give you glory. It's yours. You are worthy of it all. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Gosh, that was hard to finish this prayer. So much presence of God in this room. It's incredible.